Technology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
God is not against you and for you. He's for you. Amen. I said God is for you. And he's more than the world against you. Amen. He's more than anything that can be against you. Amen. Now, tell somebody before you call, there are going to be times that God answers. This is a dimension that God opened up to me and began to show me. He said, listen, my church, those that know me, are going to come into a dimension where before they call on me, come on, before they call, I'm going to have answered. They're going to be thinking about it, and I'm going to be answering. Before the thought comes in their mind a lot of times, I'm going to have sent the answer to them. Come on, tell somebody, before you call, come on, there is a realm, a dimension in God to where before you call, listen, you know, people a lot of times think that, you know, it's a struggle. There's an old saying, it ain't Bible. Every new level, there's a new devil. Show me that in the Bible. I'm convinced that with new levels, ain't no devils. I said, ain't no devil. There's certain levels, there were certain places, the devil couldn't get to Jesus until his time came. Why is he getting to you every Saturday night? Well, you know the devil busy. Wait a minute, that's another frequency there. I'll talk to you later. He says he put his word in our mouth to plant the heavens here, because he's given or relegated to man authority in the earth realm. Amen. And whatever God does, he does through man or through his church. Amen. Now, he'll use people outside the church, but the church is the apple of his eye. Amen. The church will be the beneficiary. Amen. When God moves on the government, when God moves on politicians, when God moves in the financial realm, it's all about the church. God looks at this city, he's looking down at the church. He ain't studying sunrise. He's not studying this and that, the government building. He looks, he sees in a city the church. Amen. Back in the day, everything evolved around the church. Tell somebody, we're going to revisit that. Because the word of God is in our mouth. We're going to establish heaven's culture here. And God is concerned with the church, his bride. That's his concern. That's the love of his life. That's the apple of his eye. Others are blessed because of the church. Folk blessed on your job because you're there. I don't care how they talk about you. I don't care how they don't like you. How they try to diss you. They're blessed because of you. And after a while, if they don't get a clue, they'll know when God removes you. Everything goes south. Joseph, Potiphar knew, he took a look on unsaved Potiphar and said, you know, my house has been blessed, Joseph. Since you got here, everything of mine is blessed because you're here. When he got thrown in jail, the jailer got wind of it. He said, I'm going to put you up over everything. maybe these crazies act like they got some sense. Joseph had the keys to the jail. Who gets the keys to the jail? But the jailer knew that this is blessed in here while you're in charge. See, people are blessed because of you. Tell somebody, own up to it. We don't flaunt that. We're not arrogant with that. You just need to know that. When you show up, blessings show up. When you show up, something shifts in the spirit realm. Why? A child of God is on the scene now. Amen. That means God gonna change some stuff because he put his word in your mouth. That don't mean you got to be beating people with the Bible. That don't mean you got to be talking about the Bible all the time. Them folk don't walk Bible. They just talk Bible. Amen. But he put his word in your mouth. There's a certain language you're going to speak. There's a certain level or measure of language that's going to come out of your mouth. You don't have to be King James. Listen, when you don't talk like the world, right away people recognize. When you ain't cussing every other word, that people recognize. When you talk like you got some sense, you're talking from your heart. Listen, that's the presence of God comes. Amen. Tell somebody, before you call, God gonna start answering. Come on, we going into that realm. I said, we're going into that realm. God showed me this morning and said, listen, there's a realm, there's a dimension I want to bring my people into where it ain't no struggle. Amen. Where it's not a struggle. A lot of people struggle. But there's a realm where there's no struggle. I'm going to show you. Now, we take on the culture of the city that belongs to God. Every child of God, don't be like a chameleon. You get into the world, you start acting like the world. You know, when you go to Rome, you act like the Rome. No. When you go to Rome, act like a saint. Be a saint. Wherever you are, you're the light of the world, the salt of the earth. Now, let's take a look a little deeper into this. Isaiah chapter 49. And verse number 2, and he has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, there we have it again, hath he hid me and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver hath he hid me. In other words, I'm like an arrow in his quiver. Amen. And he has made my mouth like a sharp sword. He has made my mouth, your mouth, like a sharp sword. Okay, let's establish that. Now, he said in Isaiah 51:16, I put my word in your mouth in order that I might plant the heavens. I want to take and plant the heavens in the earth realm on the structures of the earth so that all the kingdoms of this world will ultimately become the kingdoms of our Christ. Our Lord and his Christ. Amen? Amen? Now, let's take it a little further. Psalm 67. Let me read the whole psalm. It says, God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee. O God, let all the people praise thee. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Verse 5 says, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Verse 6 says, then. Hallelujah. You know what we just spoke about? Our praise. Look what the psalmist is saying. When all the people praise you. If all the people in here would really praise God, then shall the earth. In other words, the earth is going to start acting a certain way. Amen. When all the people praise thee, then shall the earth yield or give her increase. There's power in your praise. I said there's power in your praise. What you carry in God will cause the earth up under your feet to yield increase. So everywhere you go and you have been planted, because the word is in your mouth, heaven is being planted there too. That's why you need to go somewhere and be planted. Amen. Stop just wandering around. Get planted somewhere. Take the flack that people throw at you. Stand your ground. Keep the word in your mouth. Keep a praise on your lip. Because when all the people praise me, the earth that they stand on is going to start yielding its increase. Amen. What you carry, you better stop devaluing yourself. I don't say that pridefully. I'm telling you like it is, child of God. Paul said it this way to the Corinthians, stop acting like mere men. Stop acting like you're just a mere human being, a mortal. There's something immortal. Uh-oh. I said there's something immortal going on the inside of you. It's called the incorruptible seed. There's a seed inside of you that cannot be corrupted, that cannot be destroyed. It is immortal. It is eternal. It ain't ever gonna stop. God ain't no Indian giver. Listen, it's an incorruptible seed. See, this is what people need to understand. Every human, angels were not created like this. Angels were created out of nothing. Man was created body-wise from the dust, but then God breathed. So you see, every man that comes into the world, Christ is the light of them. The breath of God comes into him. Now, the light is there. He is the light. John said he is the light that lighteth every man that comes into the world. But now, as to whether they ever put their faith in that light will determine where they will dwell eternally. Because they ain't going to die. Now, they may go to hell, but that soul is going to stay there. And when hell is brought up and they're judged out of there, they're going to be cast into a lake of fire. But it ain't going to be temporary, because that's in them will not die. They will eternally be separated from God or eternally with God. But one way or another, it's eternal. People need to get a clue with that. They think after death, it's all over. No, that's just, it just starts. It ain't over. There's a judgment. Amen. And you'll be judged according to the deeds done in your body. The righteous won't be at that great white throne judgment to be judged. It's just those that never received him. Amen. I don't care. You can be a sweet old grandma. Let's be for real. Wouldn't kill a fly, but never put your faith in Christ. It don't matter. Except we be born again. Amen. That's when the incorrupt, that's when we're on God's side. That's when God takes it over, puts us under the shadow of his hand. Amen.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.